This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Well, if you're lucky, we'll do you, punk.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Get chillin', we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, rockin' in winter wonderland.
It's on! In the Northern Hemisphere, it's officially winter now. Welcome! Brr. Yeah, I suffered through. It was below 70 today, Super Don. How do I do this?
Oh, man. Were you all bundled up like an Eskimo?
I had layers. Two layers.
Ear muffs. And...
yeah, but below 70, you get two layers, right? If I go down to or up to Davenport, Iowa, I'm going to have 50 layers. I'll look like the Michelin man. They're like, where is Robert Scott Bell? He's supposed to be here lecturing. He's that Michelin man looking guy on stage. That's who it'll be. It'll be so cold. But anyway,
It's definitely winter. It's definitely winter for some people, though.
For some people, yes. We do have listeners down under, and they're going into spring, summer, their official start of actual summer now. And
that's not who I was referring to.
No, who are you referring to?
Well, for one, probably like our friend Brittany in Alaska. I'm sure it's pretty cold up there, right?
Well, yeah. Does it ever get warm in Alaska? Other than Al Gore's global warming, probably.
And I think we might have some listeners up in Canada, perhaps.
We do have some Canucks. And yes. You know, they have suffered under some cold weather. But Midwest of America, very cold, polar vortexy. And there are certain areas of the North Pole that are actually warmer because that's just the way things vortex. We've got the solar vortex down south. But today, as the light returns in the Northern Hemisphere, that's the good news, folks. I know it's going to get colder in a lot of places, but the light is returning. And these are the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah, right? The light is returning. And that's the significance of the winter solstice. The days have gotten as short as they're going to get. By the way, Superdome, we've got to get this show done quick tonight because I'm going to have to get to sleep. It's going to be so dark. Did you see that thing I did not share, by the way? I saw this on Sean Stone's Facebook. He shared this thing about like a winter solstice moon eclipse, right? The darkest ever. And his caption, for whatever reason, was, it's over. And I was like, I don't know what he means, but I just quickly typed in, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And I left, but I dropped it into you, and you thought I was sharing
which
it everywhere.
Which I still don't understand. But
come on, Bluto from Animal House. How do you not know that one?
I don't remember. I don't remember much about that movie. But, right. You know, it's funny because the article you're referring to, I've seen this thing shared all over the place on Facebook, and people are sharing it thinking that it's a current news story and it's happening tonight. No, this is an old news story from 6 years ago. So.
No!
Yeah, exactly.
Oops. Yeah, but that's part of the process. I mean, I've learned... if I'm not sure, send it to Super Don. He'll vet it for you. But, you know, I would have opened it and read it now because I'm good at that now. But I had to run out. I had so many honeydews to do today that it just wasn't happening for me. So thank you. But you were giving me some hell behind the scenes over it. And I just thought it was a funny little happenstance on the solstice. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
So are you ready for the light to return?
It's huh?
You ready for the light to return?
I'm ready for the temperature to go up. I am such a wuss when it comes to, you know, well, I guess you are too. So
yes, we acknowledge
we're good company.
We're real men. We're willing to acknowledge our wussiness when it comes to weather.
I grew up in Central California, in the Bay Area, you know, and it was the same thing like what you're going through where it's, you know, it's like it's 60 degrees and you're looking for the sweater. So when I'm up here in Arkansas right now and it's 15 degrees outside, I'm just cursing and swearing and kicking things and yelling at inanimate objects, you know.
Yes, I understand. I do. But I you know, and for me, it was like the concern I have every year at this time is for the garden, right? Me, the gardening RSB, non-guru, but I just try and I learn. And, you know, this is the lowest point the sun goes. And I'm thinking, is it going to get enough sunlight? Is it going to get it? And I learned last year that despite the trees that are on the south side of the yard, the big oaks, we still get, as the day progresses, enough sunlight into the garden. And it's actually happy. A lot of my carrots are just blooming. I mean, the lead, I'll have to go out there and give you another tour of it to show you what's happening. The tomatoes are just rocking. The Okinawan spinach is blooming. I mean, it's crazy what's happening back there. So we're in a situation where I don't have to build a greenhouse. There may be times where if we do get a polar vortex coming far enough south that I will have to cover the plants somehow, and I will be prepared to do that if necessary. But for right now, they're just booming and blooming. I hope that everybody has like a windowsill garden in the winter or some kind of greenhouse in the winter if you're further north, because you know, these are the times we don't want to wait around for the zombie apocalypse to go hungry or if the trucks start rolling for any reason. There are temporary disasters and there are long-term declines. And part of this show is dedicated to preparing you for things that perhaps nobody else wants to talk about. We'll talk about them here. From time to time, we will. And we'll talk about what you want to talk about when you call us and ask a question, whether on the air or off the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter, at RSBellMedia, by the way, at RSBellMedia. But it only gets lighter from here in the Northern Hemisphere, and all y'all down south, Southern Hemisphere, it's all downhill for you from now because it's going to get darker every day. Don't mean to bum you out, but it's going to be warm but dark.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I just got to balance it out, right? There is a balance to the force. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was good. All right, let's do the chiropractic hit piece of the day, right? Only on the winter solstice will they dare try to sneak this out because people love their chiropractors. I love doctors of chiropractic. Yet, every once in a while, the mainstream news has to throw out a hit piece to scare you from doctors of chiropractic. And this Fox News Health article on back pain. By the way, chiropractic isn't about back pain. That's only one of the things it does. I mean, there's so much more that the medical profession still can't stomach considering that neurological interference through the chiropractic, we call spinal column, the impingement, the subluxation can actually impinge function in the body far afield from the spine. And that by relieving that tension, that stress, that impingement, a lot of things can happen well beyond relieving back pain. But, of course, that's the medical control. And that is, of course, a lot of the chiropractic profession that wanted a license, just like medical doctors. They have to play within their limited rules of their license. But this article is all about somebody went and got a chiropractic adjustment and died. Died. I'm like, that's horrible. It's horrible. It is. And I would take nothing away from the tragedy of anyone dying from anything, really. But my gosh, if one person did over X number of years, X number of hundreds of millions of chiropractic visits or adjustments within those visits, and then I cross-compare that to the amount of doctors who prescribe drugs, the amount of drugs that are prescribed, and the amount of injuries, adverse events, and even deaths, it's not even on the same planet. Yet, Super Don, is it appropriate to call this a hit piece? We're not taking away from the one tragic death that did occur, apparently, according to this article.
Well, you know, I mean, what is it that they're trying to say in the article here? Are they saying, well, you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, someone did pass away, but, you know, don't let that scare you from going to a chiropractor. Is that what they're saying here?
I don't think so. I mean,
No, there's not. You know, it's the idea here, you know, I mean, just, you know, look, read the headline. Is this a hit piece?
Let's see. How chiropractors can make your back work. Yeah, it's a hit piece. Pretty
okay.
Much.
Yeah,
it's right there. It's a hit piece. So this woman, Samantha Steven, was following the advice of her Pilates instructor, Of course, she went to the chiropractor. And the back was misaligned. They called it an adjustment. They put the adjustment in quotes like that's not known, right? 3 months later, the 46-year-old found herself in excruciating pain. 3 months later, she went and got a cortisone shot in her neck, dangerously close to her spinal cord. They claim the chiropractor exacerbated an underlying condition of undiagnosed degenerative disc disease. Well, chiropractors are trained, like medical doctors, to go through the basic first 2 years. And they're trained to use diagnostic imaging, including x-rays. That's part of their training, so that they can analyze and see that. So there was nothing wrong done here. If indeed this chiropractor missed that, I don't know. But you'll typically find DCs genuinely will check you out before they start slamming on you if they're the kind of chiropractor that some consider rack and crack. Because there are many forms of chiropractic. Of course, there are so many soft touch and even no touch chiropractic adjustments now. It's evolved. If you're afraid of forceful movement through the spinal column, there are chiropractors that do just gentle touch that is extraordinary, and you can achieve extraordinary things with their help. So don't think that every chiropractor is the same. Everybody's got their gifts and their talents, and they have techniques that are different. So investigate it, ask questions, learn about it. You're still not going to be harmed by it, as this one person out of a million, apparently, as they're claiming, was. And it's probably less than that if we talk about the hundreds of millions of adjustments that are done every year to have this one person picked out as a tragedy. Now, the idea here, of course, is that, well, you should probably go see a orthopedist. Well, an orthopedist doesn't do adjustments like that. A doctor of osteopathic medicine perhaps might. But many DOs have lost sight of that because they were gobbled up by the MD profession so they could become MDities. So not every DO knows how to adjust. Those that do are awesome. I've met some. I've gone to some. And they're great. And then another option we learn about, just, you know, at the SoHo conference a few weeks back, is the True Align Body System that we picked up at the SoHo show that's available on the website at robertscottbell.com. No, I'm not selling it, but I talked to the folks, the husband-wife team. They're absolutely beautiful souls, wonderful people, and they're helping out so many by being able to bring something at home that you can allow yourself to help gravity adjust you. It's that simple. The True Align Body System, Caecilia.com, K-A-C-E-L-I-A.com. Enter the code RSB15 and you can get 15% off. And you can have the ability to lie down on your belly on these specific cushions designed in a specific way. You get on them, 10, 15, 20 minutes later, the gravitational force of the earth has adjusted you. Beautiful. No danger there. Again, we're bringing you options. Still love our doctors of chiropractic, so don't say I said anything but that. All right, Deirdre Gilbert's coming up next with the National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. What is going on? Why is she doing it? Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got the Weird Stories in Health Review 2016 with Ty Bollinger next hour as we go outside the box. You know, one of the things we talk about, and we're not shy in talking about, of course, is the danger of the modern medical monopoly. Born in 1910 in its modern context with the Flexner Report and how it transformed the terrain for healing into a petrochemical patent monopoly on all things that would likely help you and replaced with all things that were just as likely to harm or kill you. We're not shy about talking about that. And many people have found out the hard way the dangers of modern medicine. This is not to say there's never a place for a medical doctor. I have never said that. But you want to find out where it's appropriate, and even when it's appropriate, you better be on your game and have people with you because there's a lot of malpractice going on. I might ask if the very practice of medicine constitutes malpractice in certain areas, but we'll leave that for a moment. We've got a new guest on the show from my friend Catherine Pirtle introduced us, Deirdre Gilbert, and she is with an organization I'd never heard of prior to this, and I'm very intrigued to learn more. National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association, NAMA. Deirdre, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, and thank you so much, Catherine, and also to you for this opportunity.
Now, what is it that stimulated you to put on such an organization that highlights the dangers of modern medicine, particularly the issue of malpractice?
Well, back in 2011, my daughter became the victim of medical malpractice. And after talking to so many attorneys about tort reform, and I didn't know what that meant, I had to sort of do some research. And that's when I realized that there was not an organization that was out there that we could talk to or who really cared about what was going on with those that had to go through this type of trauma. So this organization was organized for that very reason. After the death of my daughter and by trying to find an organization that was nonpartisan and that was basically for the people, by the people, and not just for just one person. I realized that this issue was more than just about my daughter, but it became a national issue and a national concern.
Right. Deirdre, are you aware that in the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a report by Barbara Starfield that said modern medicine was the third leading cause of death? And I'm talking about properly prescribed, properly administered, and ingested FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that stunning? And you think that when they scream and cry from the government about a dietary supplement causing a stubbed toe or something weird, right? Suddenly the entire Congress wants hearings, and yet anywhere from 106,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year due to modern medicine. And it's the most regulated industry on the planet just about. How is this happening?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And somewhere down the line, it looks like somebody missed the boat. And it seems to me that it became more of a systematic issue of more about money than the concern of people. And from what I have heard and the people that I've talked to, you know, many of the doctors that I've talked to, it's basically more about money than it is about improving the health care in America for anyone.
Sure. Well, if you go back to the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations and they established a report that would eliminate all competing schools, medical schools, to the allopathic form that would end up being the petrochemical patent FDA-approved medicine of the 20th and now 21st century, you begin to realize, yes, in fact, it was only about that. It was about eliminating all competition to that by taking on and eliminating homeopathy, naturopathy, herbal eclectic medicine, energy medicine, all of these things that could compete and complement and be safe and non-toxic. And so when we see Congress members from both parties say, we're going to fix health care, and all they're doing is tinkering around with the monopoly instead of dismantling it and allowing freedom for healers, all healers, especially those that don't do toxic drugs, you know, he said, we're missing, as you said, the boat on what's really the problem and how to correct it.
Absolutely. You know, I was listening to someone on day before yesterday, and it actually brought my mind to the fact that it's all about a control. And if they can keep us into submission, pretty much that is exactly where it is that we no longer have a choice. We no longer have the ability to make informed decisions about any of those things. And just what you said about the Rockefellers and all of this stuff that is actually happening, this was something that was done before, you know, I walked into a hospital with my daughter or anybody else that has walked in or the ones that will be walking in right now.
Right. Deirdre, hold it for thought for a moment. We're going to talk more with you on the other side of this break from the National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. I already talked with Deirdre. I'm so engaged in this subject with her. We've got a lot more to discuss, but don't go anywhere. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see the links there.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right, this hour we're talking with Deirdre Gilbert. She's the National Director of the National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. A newer organization doing great work highlighting some very serious danger within the medical monopoly. And you got to keep a rocking this story on out there. And Deirdre, you say you lost your daughter, a tragic loss, and many people have suffered a similar fate, not only in a general sense to properly use drugs and things, but sometimes there's genuinely medical malpractice. And if you're wondering what the NMMAA, and we have that NMMAA.org linked up in the show notes in case you can't remember that. One of the client testimonials I read, just briefly, Stephen Charles says, I was lost with no one to turn to. They gave me direction and provided me with the resources I needed. I gather just from that little sentence that you're helping folks that have suffered
under a medical malpractice situation. I mean, it's not like you're a group of lawyers that are sue happy. That's not what I'm gathering from it, what you're doing.
No, we're not. We're actually just trying to give people, you know, advocate, educate, and empower them. And most of the time, a lot of the people that call just have nowhere else to turn because they, you know, just like I was, stepped into a lion den. And so you don't know what to do. So we just provide any type of service we can to get the person through the system. So whether it is an attorney that they may need to speak to, we try to find that. But a lot of times they may want to file a complaint or, you know, just need assistance with a family member in a nursing home. And we've worked with that as well, you know, where we found that there was abuse. And
we've
gotten
yeah.
a family member to be removed from that facility. It seems like when they go in there on their own, it's sort of like they have a very hard time getting what they need.
Sure.
But if they call this organization and we call them, now they know that someone is watching them. And sure enough, you know, they look me up and they look up the organization and then they realize, this is
serious.
This is serious. You know, this is not something out of the box. We've been around for a little while.
Deirdre, what I've noticed about the concept and the application of something called licensure, that it's sold to us as a protection for the public, but what we find in reality, it often protects the worst of those in a profession from the people that they harm. So it tends to be antagonistic toward the safety and the needs of the patient.
Right. So, you know, what we found out with the Texas Medical Board, you know, it's been a joke, actually, for some because, you know, they're licensing and giving these people whatever it is, but they never do background checks. You know, we found many that have no license, and we're finding many who are going over to the Caribbean and obtaining licenses with just a high school diploma. And then coming back to the United States and working in our hospital systems just because they've paid to get into rotation. So these are some of the things that people really just don't know that is going on in our community with our physicians. And I don't think that it used to be like that, but it is now because, once again, we remember this is about money, and it's really that's it.
But that's what licensure is. It's about a turf war. It's protecting your
yes.
turf to the, you know, elimination of all competition to it. Mm-hmm. And competition is not a bad word when you have a market that protects the public genuinely, not like the medical boards that protect their own. You mentioned the issue of foreign medical schools that may not be legit or other things, but even coming into this system, whether you come from a legitimate U.S. medical school, the system itself is so fraught with danger because of the substances they use in a monopoly. And I wonder if, you know, some of that history, which I talk about and I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger, about how we got here. It seems like Democrats and Republicans alike don't know how we got here, so how do they know what to do to fix it?
And that they don't know. They've gotten so deep into, again, like you said, the monopoly of being in control that
yes.
it no longer really matters about anything else. You know, I don't really think that they know how we got here and even how to get us out of it.
Yes.
Because they're not even willing to talk to those that are suffering, you know.
Right.
Regardless of what's going on in our world, it doesn't matter. So, again, the bottom line is we want it. We want it the way we want it, no matter how what it does to the people.
You know, I think we should reach out to our churches as well
mm-hmm.
on this issue because very often they'll praise certain parishioners over others, particularly the doctors. And I think this is not a good idea because this is the worship of man. And these doctors are human beings just like all the rest of us. That's why I cut them some slack, too. But once they get in there and they start seeing that there's no consequence for their actions, like on the issue of vaccination,
mm-hmm.
the emperor has granted them complete alleviation of all liability should a child be hurt, killed, injured, anything. And, you know, you can't even sue the manufacturers of the vaccines directly. So once that happens, great evil pervades. Because
right.
one, you believe or perceive you've got no consequence for your actions, you don't care what you do. And even good people end up trapped and converted in a weird sort of way. They've done tests on this in psychology experiments. So we've got a system that is set up to fail the people that it's supposed to help. And as you said, as I acknowledge, the people in government don't even know how we got here. So we've got to do some advocacy even for those people to educate them, but much less the people who are ending up victimized. The least educated among us that just trust that the doctors and the government wouldn't harm us, and they've set the system against us.
And again, it comes back to what you just said. Most of the people that are in the system are friends and people that they put in network long years ago to create their ability to do whatever it is that they want to do. So every time you go in and create a law that gives you one step up in front, they go in and create another law or something that keeps you back. So let's talk about the vaccines, for instance. You know, they're going back and forth doing the same thing because you got the corruption in the government. And because they really don't know what's going on, but this is my friend. This is someone who, let's just not see, even maybe they're not your friend, but they've given you some money for your campaign. So therefore, it really doesn't matter what harm. And they're not even thinking about their own family. Pretty much, it's like, you know, they're not even thinking about themselves when they do this. So, again, I don't know how we got there. They don't know how we got there. And we have to educate them, but will they listen? That's going to be the key. Will they listen if big money is in the bank?
Right, right. Well, and yeah, there is a lot of money. Which organization or industry lobbies not only on the federal level but the state level more economically powerfully than the pharmaceutical/medical industry? I don't know of one. We, in violation in our country of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, have established a national or state religion, and that religion is called the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And we have adopted it. And you don't, if people say, oh, I don't believe you, you're making it up, like, just watch what happens in a court of law when a child is brought in because the parents want to go a different way in their treatment schedule for cancer, or they don't want to do a vaccine because they have religious beliefs, or maybe they've done their homework and said, you know what, the chemo you want to give my kid is more likely to kill him than help him. And yet the state always sides with the doctors as if they're the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. This is wrong.
Right. And again, it's sort of like a perverted type of system here. I don't know where the people are coming from. I don't know where these people's minds are. But they don't even think like you and I. It's something that has just been shut down to believe that, you know, we're the ones that the bad people, because again, the mainstream media never really shows this information. You know, a lot of this information that you and I are talking about right now, I didn't know anything about it, and many people still don't even know what medical malpractice looks like.
Yes.
So because they are in the dark, we don't have the ability to give the information to these people so they can see that what we're saying to them is not just one time. This is huge. If this is the third leading cause of death, why isn't anybody talking about that?
Yeah, you should be having congressional hearings on something like this, because a few deaths to a defective tire caused Firestone to, you know, call in, what, for recall, hundreds of thousands of tires. Yet hundreds of thousands of Americans, including children, dying every year due to properly prescribed, used, administered medicines, and there's nothing? It's a whisper?
No recall.
Yes, nothing. Questions. No hearings. You're right. How can people participate and support your efforts and learn more about what you're doing? I've got the website linked up, nmmaa.org, National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. It's linked in the show notes, folks, so you can do that. But what can people do to support you and participate?
Well, a couple of things. One of them is we have chapters. We're looking for people to join the organization to become chapter members, because if we have those people in place, then we can kind of know what's going on in your state. We also have a membership, which is like $16 for individuals, and then we have, you know, businesses or organizations fees as well that's online. But if we can get more people involved in the organization to get this information out to their prospective states, I think this will be the ideal way to the people knowing what is going on. The other problem that we have is that we do not have, there's not one lobbyist that's on behalf of those that have been harmed. We do now have a Louisiana group of attorneys who are right now working on this very thing. And they're working within our organization. And it's our hope that they will take this to each state and so that we can get a lobbyist in each state, because right now we have nothing. So we don't really have eyes on the ground. And that's where we're going to have to start.
Deirdre, we have to communicate with one another. We've got to reach out to the churches, to our family members, to our friends, to our coworkers on this issue, because we don't have the money to compete with the lobbyists of big pharma and big media and big medical mafia. So I am so grateful and appreciative of your work, and great to connect with you finally, Deirdre. I'm so glad to have you on board here. And I will encourage you, all of you, check out what's going on. And you, the listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, are pretty educated relative to what we hear out there. You could probably participate and help those folks learn some things as well. And Deirdre, we need to get you all the help you need.
Thank you.
All right, Deirdre Gilbert, and we've got it linked up, NMMA.org. It's there.
Man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Scott Bell Show.
Very, very impressed with Deirdre Gilbert from the National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. Daniel, I'm going to lose my voice having to yell over the bumpers here. I know you like to rock out with us.
You're just banging for an extra 10 seconds.
I know. I mean, we some Michael Jackson to funk out with now. Come on. All right. By the way, Deirdre mentioned we ran out of time with her, and the organization is like, it's hard to say it. You're good at this, but it's NMMAA.org.
NMMAA.org.
Yeah.
NMMAA.
We got it linked up in the show notes, and we're going to add something into the notes. She said that they have a mobile malpractice app.
I do.
That sounds fascinating to me. If you see a malpractice happen and you've got an app right then, there's an app for that. So I want to make sure that that's available to everybody, and we'll put that out there in the notes as soon as she sends it through. So thank you again to Deirdre. I was just very impressed with her. Really, she was rolling with it, and first time interview, blasting it out, liking it a lot. All right, TMB will be joining us. We're going to go outside the box for 2016. What are some of the weirdest, wackiest health stories we covered? And then some.
Mm-hmm.
RobertScottBell.com. Of course, TMB, author of The Truth About Cancer. New York Times bestseller. Amazing. Amazing what TMB has done in the year 2016. But in the moment, we must cover the protectors, our loving, loyal protectors in government. From the State Department of Health, epidemiologists, right? They're the guys and gals that will protect us from Chipotle. Remember that? All the attacks
on
Chipotle?
They do more than that, Robert.
What else? What else do they do?
They do more than that. They protect us from these extremely dangerous bake sales.
That
little kids, are trying to raise money for their school.
How about the lemonade stands?
Oh, yeah, the lemonade stand, we can't have those. Listen, and we've covered these stories over the years of little girl, her mom is helping her learn how to bake cupcakes, and so she's selling them to her friends, and then the Department of Health swoops in with their SWAT team and shuts them down because they're going to kill everybody. These guys, now listen, to be fair, they do some good things, too. They go around, they do checks of restaurants, and they find rats and cockroaches. They make them shut down. We can't fault them for that.
No, we don't like them going after the bake sales and mom's cooking something in her own plate and the lemonade stands. Come on, just get a life already. That's going overboard. So justice is a dish best served cold, microwave, heated, reheated. I'm not sure, but apparently it was delivered unto the Department of Health. Can you tell me which state this is in that this happened? It was in the Harold Runnels building. Where? Health Secretary Lynn Gallagher.
This is coming out of the Santa Fe, New Mexican.com. Okay. So I'm going to guess it's Santa Fe, New Mexico.
All right. So 70 staff members became ill after eating at the Department of Health luncheon. The Department of Health luncheon.
That's Christy Meatball.
Come on, it's the Department of Health.
No, don't eat the meatballs.
You don't know where they've been. Last time I had food poisoning, I ate, where was it? Oh, man, it was in Washington, D.C. It was in a health food store. This is many years ago. It's like 20-plus years ago. This is what I had. Here, listen to this.
Could it be Satan?
I had some seitan. That's right.
You had some Satan, what?
Seitan, yeah. Is it Satan or Seitan? And it was bad, and, man, I got so sick. But, again, this happens. Food poisoning happens, and it's not like we're against making sure places are clean and stuff. But how ironic is this that 70 staff members of the Department of Health got sick at a luncheon, and they're not even sure what did it. They're still waiting for lab tests as of Monday. They think it's Bacillus cereus or Clostridium perfringens. Foodborne illnesses can happen anywhere to anyone at any time, including those in the U.S. Department of Health or state departments of health.
So maybe there was a little bit of karmic justice going on here for shutting down the bake sale because they didn't have a permit and they weren't using a separate kitchen to make their brownies, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess that would be a form of Scooby-Doo kind of justice. You want a Scooby snack? Have a Scooby snack.
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
Do you have a permit for that?
Right. No, no permit for Scooby snacks here. Listen, folks, we do a lot of broadcast irreverence, too, and we've got some coming up, some of the weirdest stories of 2016 in the health arena, covered by none other than TMD and RSB together again, Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell. And Super D. Don't forget Super D, scouring the earth for some of these stories. You wouldn't believe how many he came up with. Many of them we covered, but some of them I didn't even remember covering. So stick around for that as we go outside the box next hour. RobertScottBell.com, a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made
The stores allowed to eat. Yum!